Watch, pro-life advocate slams Brian Sims for racism of abortion outbursts. By Dr. Susan Berry on May 10, 2019. A board member of the Pro-Life Union of Greater Philadelphia countered Democrat Brian Sims, who called white pro-life activists praying outside a Planned Parenthood facility racist, by asserting that real racism is thinking that white people, including older white women, cannot care about the lives and the futures of black and brown women. Black pro-life leader Richard Krajewski addressed the hundreds of pro-life activists who rallied Friday morning at a Planned Parenthood abortion clinic in Philadelphia. "There are many of us, represented here today, that know oppression, we know marginalization," she said, "and we know to be suspicious of anybody who promises progress or freedom at the expense of those who are deemed expendable and replaceable, whether those are black people, disabled people, or babies in the womb." Krajewski said calling out racism has become so popular. "We're looking for it everywhere, and that is perhaps as it should be," she explained. "We're searching for that diabolical force in the White House, in our churches, in the culture, and, as a black person, I never thought I would see the day when so many people, especially white people, would have that word on their list. Praise God for that. However, it is important for us to get really clear about how we see racism truly operating in the context of pro-abortion politics in the city of Philadelphia," she said, adding, "Real racism is co-opting the language of liberation to advocate for the destruction of the lives of the most vulnerable. Real racism is a so-called white ally telling black and brown women that they need to choose between their dreams and their babies. Real racism is thinking that white people, including older white women, cannot care about the lives and the futures of black and brown women. Real racism is advocating for the annihilation of someone whose value is not evident." Last week, Sims, who identifies himself as an LGBTQ activist and is Pennsylvania's first openly gay lawmaker, videotaped himself as he berated a woman who was praying the rosary outside a Planned Parenthood facility, referring to her as an old white lady who is racist and bigoted. He then proceeded to mock her Catholic faith. 2 weeks earlier, he recorded himself as he offered donations to Planned Parenthood if his supporters could help him identify the pro-life teens who were praying in front of the same abortion clinic. Watch the entire event.